Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat watch begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 10 p.m. Wednesday night. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 70. High of 104. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing investigation regarding the Marion Police Department raiding the Marion County Record last week and taking all the electronic devices. Many political experts say that with a tight-knit and small town and community like Marion, that it's gaining more attention as the fallout could happen a lot more on reporters and cops in small towns like that.
If you're talking about a small rural town, those stereotypes get even more intense on both sides. You know, journalists are troublemakers from out of town who don't understand the way we do things here. You know, they're from the big city, they're liberals. Don't want to have anything to do with them. The cops, of course, you know, from the other side of the aisle, you know, small town cops, they're all corrupt. You know, it's the old boys network. Everybody's doing favors for somebody else. They want to lock down any kind of questions, any kind of diversity, any kind of dissent.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Excuse Bronco. Mach E23C083. MSRP $77,990. 1,000 discount plus $8,900 rebate. Sale price $68,090. 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $47.70 per month per 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expire 7/31/23.
A Kansas teacher is trying to fight back against felony charges as he's facing charges over potentially stealing COVID-19 money. As high school teacher Michael Kibbes, he met a friend by the name of Henry Bass that told him to do it.
The first time I ever met him, he drove up with BMW, head to toe, just completely decked out in luxury brand clothing. And he had his dog with him, and even the dog had a Louis Vuitton collar on. And he already told me that he was a lawyer, that he graduated from Yale University. So he, you know, said, why don't you apply for unemployment benefits? You should be eligible for it. You're paying into those, you know, those taxes and stuff. And, you know, you should take advantage of that because that's your money.
That audio from Cake News. But American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with Back to School for K-12 and for higher education across the state of Nebraska. Creighton University ended up holding a nursing program graduation and traditional pinning ceremony last week, as they say they're trying to work to get the staffing up as the nursing shortage continues across the area.
Out of the 16 who graduated, more than half are staying in the central Nebraska area for employment. There have been jobs that have been accepted in Cozad, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, Lincoln. So we've had a really great, nice distribution of where the students have decided to work for their first job after graduating.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where Grand Island says they are thankful for the 3+1 dual degree program, allowing students to spend 3 years at Concordia University, University of Nebraska Lincoln, Wayne State College, Hastings College, or York University. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area students headed back to class this week as Marysville, Valley Heights, and Washington County held half-day classes Thursday with full days Friday. Full days were held yesterday at Axtell, Frankfort, Centralia, and Southern. Hanover and Lynn began school Wednesday. Diller O'Dell went back last Thursday. Drivers urged to use caution, particularly during those time periods before and after school, when students are commuting. Beatty Milo Festival is this weekend. Fun begins Friday evening. Kids games and free hot dogs at 6. Co-ed softball and a cornhole tournament start at 7. The Glow Run at 9. The Truck Show has grown as a popular festival exhibit. They'll leave Fairview as a convoy into Beatty Saturday morning.
Some new things that we have. We're pretty excited about Manhatchet. Which is axe throwing from Manhattan. They are going to come and they will have full-size lanes available to do some axe throwing. We also have a dunk tank that will be available. We're not sure who's going to be the lucky person or people, but we'll have that. And then something new that will also be coming on Saturday is it's called Bow Blast. So it's inflatable obstacles, things to hide behind, like paintball shoot with a flat bow and arrow so that you can compete with your friends in a game. And then he will also have a shooting range set up as well for that.
Haley Nancy Elzer is among festival organizers and talks about some other additions to the Beatty Model Festival this year.
We are excited for the truck show this year. We are having, in years past, we've done a convoy, and that will be returning this year. So anybody that wants to participate in that, they will be leaving the truck wash in Fairview at 9 o'clock, and then they'll make their way over to Beatty, get into Beatty probably around 10, then continue to the city park, and the trucks can park, and then they will begin the judging. So they'll have people's choice, best of show. There will also be raffle prizes, a beer garden, and then lunch will be provided by the ladies of St. Malachy's Church.
Milo and corn exhibits open at 9. Inflatables, putt-putt golf, axe throwing, horseshoes, and cornhole with kids' pedal pull start at 10. Yard games at noon. Antique tractor pull at 1, as well as a watermelon feed. Kids' beach party is Saturday at 2. The Milo Festival parade at 4 will feature the Topeka Drum Line. Sons of Sterling, a red dirt and country rock band, perform live at 7 with fireworks at 10 p.m. Saturday. The Beatty Museum will be open Friday evening 6 until 8 and on Saturday from 1 to 3. The Sound of Freedom, which highlights human trafficking in Kansas and the Midwest, is an impactful film and a free showing. Will be hosted by Marysville Knights of Columbus this Sunday, August 20th at 2 p.m. at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville. A 2-year prison term for a Wymore woman on drug and paraphernalia charges was handed down against 44-year-old Brandy Bennett in Gage County District Court. She's currently on federal parole and was given credit for time served. Gage County authorities served a search warrant August 7th east of Blue Springs along East Olive Road between 59th and South 66th Roads. Items reported stolen in recent burglaries in Blue Springs and Wymore, as well as drugs and paraphernalia, were located inside a camper on the property. Charges including suspicion of stolen property, possession of controlled substance with intent to distribute, and related drug charges face 44-year-old Paul Pond and 39-year-old Amber Pond, who were both arrested.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Tim Davis of Blue Rapids passed away July 15th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, August 19th, noon to 5 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Paul A. Davis, age 60, formerly of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral Mass is planned August 25th at 10:30 with a rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Paul Poobear Davis. Anna L. Hers, age 96, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the ward funeral home in charge for Anna Hers. Gene Roethlisberger, age 91, of Randolph, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Anders Fifley funeral home in charge for Gene Roethlisberger.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifley Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifley Funeral Home.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, as an area of high pressure continues to push off to the east, and a warm frontal boundary approaches from the west for this weekend, expecting some hotter conditions, with an excessive heat watch that starts up Saturday afternoon. High temperatures by this afternoon, sticking closer to the upper 80s to lower 90 degree range under lots of sunshine. And then for tonight, mostly clear skies with overnight lows only dropping back into the lower 70s. Setting up a very hot weekend, Saturday high temperatures approaching that 105 degree mark and still expecting highs to reach the lower 100s even into the day on Sunday. That heat wave and dry weather conditions continue right into the first part of next week as well. Monday expecting high temperatures in the lower 100s. The same goes for Tuesday and even into your Wednesday, possibly easing back to the upper 90s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43.
Have you ever been a tourist in your own town? It's all about seeing your hometown from a new perspective on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 18th, the 220th day of the year. Robert Redford is celebrating a birthday, and Ringo Starr's first performance as a Beatle was on this day in 1962. Have you ever been a tourist in your own town? Too many of us rarely explore attractions next door that others would travel miles to experience. Try this for your next vacation. Think about how you would show off your community to an out-of-town visitor and make those plans yourself. See a local sports team. Visit nearby landmarks, museums, or parks. If you live near the water, plan a day at the beach or visit local farmers markets, festivals, or concerts. You'll gain a whole new appreciation for your hometown when you see it through the eyes of a tourist. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals back in action again to wrap up the week, starting a new three-game series tonight on the road as they take on the Chicago Cubs. It's a three-game series going into the weekend before starting off Monday again against the Athletics. Kansas City wrapped up their four-game series against the Seattle Mariners, winning game number one in the series by a one-point victory, 7-6. Overall, however, Kansas City is widening their margin of sitting at the bottom of the AL Central with an overall record of 39-82. They're sitting 16-44 on the road. The Chicago Cubs are sitting in second place for the NL Central at 61-58 and 32-29 at home. It is a midday game today for a Friday with first pitch at 1:20, with the same first pitch time all 3 days for the three-game series against the Cubs, followed by late evening games starting on Monday when they head on the road to take on the Athletics. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. It's a bit of a rough start for the Kansas City Chiefs, wrapping up game number one of the preseason that happened on Sunday last week, as the Kansas City Chiefs ended up placing tight end Jody Fortson on a season-ending injury reserve list, along with placing three other wide receivers on the injury list for competing for a job after the preseason opener. Fortson had appeared for the Kansas City Chiefs in 19 different games with 14 catches and 155 yards and two touchdowns over the past 2 years with the team. The announcement came from the Chiefs as they also announced losing wide receiver Nico Romingo for a dislocated shoulder, Justin Ross to a knee and hamstring injury, and Amir Smith-Marset for a groin injury that began their final week of camp at the Missouri Western State University. Overall, according to head coach Andy Reid, they say that they've been relatively healthy throughout training camp, with the biggest losses coming from wide receiver Kadarius Toney having a knee injury that happened back in late July, but could be back for the early part of the season. Kansas City Chiefs are back in action again on Saturday on the road against the Arizona Cardinals at 7 p.m. kickoff.
Planning new construction? If it's an outbuilding, storage, home addition, or a new home, the pros at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber will help you put together everything you need from start to finish. They can help you with your design with recommendations and cost estimates, helping you find the right product at the right price. And it's delivered free for you when you're ready, when you shop local. Everything you need for your dream home or a simple shed is at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Visit with them today.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas, at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
The AD Milo Festival fun begins Friday with kids games and free hot dogs at 6. Co-ed softball and cornhole tournaments start at 7 and the glow run at 9. Saturday, a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits opening at 9. Inflatables, putt-putt, golf, horseshoes, and cornhole with the kids' pedal pull start at 10. Yard games at noon, an antique tractor pull at 1. A kids' beach party Saturday at 2 and the Milo Fest parade Saturday at 4. Sons of Sterling perform live at 7 with fireworks at 10 p.m. Proud sponsors of the Beatty Milo Festival, the First National Bank in Frankfort, with friendly personalized service to meet your banking needs. Proud to be your community bank, fnbfrankfortks.com. Now offering private rooms regardless of payment status, Frankfort Community Care Home offers seniors at-home living where life is worth living. Frankfort Community Care Home, the home with a heart. Landall Company Marysville has openings for part-time and full-time positions. Learn more at landall.com/jobs.
Although these buildings once had many workers, they now only house tourists. This is the place that helped build the 20th century. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mary Ann Gerbakis retells the story of one of the greatest inventors this country's ever known. He grew up in northern Ohio and had but a few months of formal schooling. From there, young Thomas Edison just continued to show a gift for looking at old things in new ways.
He was very young when he began being entrepreneurial, when he began selling candy on the railroad and producing his own newspaper and becoming a teletype operator. And that sort of entrepreneur spirit really followed him through his life.
In fact, Edison wouldn't put his trademark on things he didn't believe had a market in the American household. When Edison was just a teenager, he saved a young child from being hit by a runaway boxcar. The appreciative father offered to teach Edison how to work the telegraph for the railroad. The career earned him money and a wife.
He was a teletype operator, and he met his first wife, Mary Stillwell, and they even called their first little boy and girl Dot and Dash.
During his lifetime, Edison would hit extreme highs and lows in his role as an inventor. One of his best assets was having great friends.
Mr. Edison always made money, and then he would lose it by plowing it into the next invention. So there were lots and lots of highs and lows. And later in his life, when his losses became more dramatic, he was bailed out several times financially by his good friend Henry Ford.
When you stop to consider what Edison gave to the world, one of his most important contributions was giving us more time, in a sense.
Nothing is essentially life-changing as bringing light into darkness. Before Thomas Edison, our days ended with the sun setting.
We'll continue with the Edison story next time as you travel the countryside, West Orange, New Jersey. I'm Andrew McCray.
If your lawn is looking tired and yellow, maybe it needs a good ironing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Iron deficiencies in grass can be due to a number of factors, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The perfect lawn is a uniform shade of green. A yellowish mottled appearance might indicate an iron deficiency. Iron plays an important role in chlorophyll production, which turns grass green. Jeff Beasley is an associate turf professor at Louisiana State University. He says if your grass is low on iron, it'll let you know, but the symptoms can be confusing.
It's a lot like nitrogen deficiency, and that you're going to see yellowing of the leaves. You're going to have stunted growth, but that's kind of difficult to always tell, especially with plants that are growing so low to the ground.
An iron deficiency doesn't necessarily mean a lack of iron in the soil, so the first thing to do is check the soil pH level. A pH that's too high or too low could be inhibiting the plant's ability to absorb the iron. A normal pH reading could mean there's too much phosphorus in the soil, which also reduces iron uptake. If a test reveals your grass is on the anemic side, there are several products available that will temporarily green it up.
A lot of them are liquid and they're chelated, which means they're chemically available to the plant. The only thing, and if anybody's ever applied iron and messed up, when too high in application, it'll turn it a very, very dark green, almost to the point that it's black. It is low dose. It doesn't take much to have the effect.
Lawn management practices that improve root growth will improve iron uptake. This includes proper mowing, fertility, watering, and soil aeration. Beasley says if you've been bagging your lawn clippings for a long period of time, you're removing a lot of nutrients from the system, and iron could be one of those. Learn more about ironing your lawn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Is like going to the dentist. It's something you probably dread, but you know you have to do it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So to make tax time less stressful, here are a few things you can do. First, adjust your mindset. Start with saying a prayer of thanks to God for all your financial and material blessings. Then don't be afraid to ask for help. From accountants to online tools and advice, there are many options to help you with your tax questions. Finally, be prepared. Make sure you have all of your tax forms and receipts at hand. The best time to prepare for tax time, it's actually right after you file. That way you'll know what you were missing or what you had to dig to find, and you'll have plenty of time to ask questions about your deductions, your withholdings, and other tax-related topics. You know, doing your taxes doesn't have to be like pulling teeth. If you're prepared, you'll get more financial clarity and you'll live a more grateful and meaningful life.
The scoop on enhanced efficiency fertilizers today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizers, or EEFs, aren't really that new anymore, but they are getting some attention as growers look towards sustainability and to get the best response from their fertilizer investment. Carl Wyant is director of agronomy for Nutrien, which markets traditional fertilizers as well as EEFs.
The challenge with nitrogen is it's so prone to loss. Despite you needing it and the cost of nitrogen and the impact it has on your operation, it's also pretty leaky.
By that, Wyant means nitrogen has several ways of disappearing before the crop can use it.
When you put all your nitrogen down at one time, when you just planted so they're not using a whole lot of nitrogen, or maybe even put it out a month earlier or even a few months before, the longer that window is between your single application and actual plant uptake, you have a higher risk of loss.
Wyant suggests farmers identify what's causing their nitrogen losses before choosing a potential solution.
If you want to have maximum success with EEFs, you've got to match that product mode of action, the ingredient, not the product, but the ingredient, to what you're concerned with.
Wyant says EEFs offer both agronomic and environmental benefits when used properly. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rot requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Friday, August the 18th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. The American Farm Bureau Federation encourages dairy farmers to participate in an upcoming federal milk marketing order hearing, either in person or virtually. Here's Michael Clemens.
USDA is holding a federal milk marketing order hearing starting August 23rd in Carmel, Indiana. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch says USDA will consider 21 proposals during the hearing.
The primary proposal was from National Milk Producers Federation's original proposal made on May 1st. The American Farm Bureau Federation, we got an additional four proposals, and there was a bunch of proposals from numerous other groups that will be considered as well. The USDA is going to allow dairy farmers to testify throughout this hearing.
Munch says there are two ways farmers can participate in the hearing.
You can either testify in person or virtually. The in-person option, farmers can show up at any time. All they have to do is find a USDA official, and they'll have up to 60 minutes to provide context and testimony on any of the issues. If farmers are interested in testifying virtually, they have to pre-register on the Monday of the week they hope to testify on, and then they will be able to testify on that Friday. They expect the hearing to last potentially 3 to 4 weeks or more, so farmers will have up to 4 weeks or more to testify virtually.
Virtual registration will be available at ams.usda.gov. Munch says it's important USDA hears from dairy farmers.
Federal milk marketing orders influence how dairy farmers are paid every month and historically has always been based on dairy farmer input. So it's important for dairy farmers to make their voices heard. How has the federal milk marketing order impacted them in the past several years? And how can we advocate for a system that's modernized and more reflective of what the federal milk marketing order system is meant to provide, which is a fair market price for farmers?
And let's look at your ag news.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
A member of the mustard seed family, camelina is an oil crop that is becoming more popular as a renewable fuel source. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Since 2006, Sustainable Oils has been working with camelina in the renewable fuel space with camelina breeding, with the original intent to grow a crop that can be turned into aviation fuel. Mike Karst, president of Sustainable Oils, says not only is camelina a good cover crop, it's a good source for renewable fuel.
We grow it on land that is not currently being used for crop production. And so we don't have an indirect land use charge is what they call that. So if you think about if we were to take a soybean acre and plant camelina on it, the net oil gained is zero because our yields this year will produce about the same amount of oil per acre as what the average U.S. soybean acre will do. What we want to grow is grow camelina in between the major crop cycles or on land that is fallow.
Of the 45,000 U.S. acres that are contracted to Camelina, about 42,000 will actually be harvested due to weather-related losses. ANCAR says they are looking for additional contract growers to plant to acres that are not already being farmed.
We cannot grow enough Camelina to outpace the demand.
Most genetics are being developed in Montana, and a majority of Camelina is being grown in Oregon, Washington, and Colorado, with Kansas and Oklahoma becoming bigger Camelina-growing states. Challenges, he says, include having enough capacity for soft seed crushing to keep up with demand. However, more plants are coming online. And he says they are pleased that they now have crop insurance in Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Dominic, how's it going on this Friday?
Well, it's a green midday here. We've got September corn up 6 cents, 479 is the price. December corn higher by 6 3/4 at 492.5. And soybeans, September's up 23 1/4, 1360. No beans, higher by 20 3/4. At 13.50 3/4. On the bean meal, September contracts up $1.70, 401.30. The September bean oil up 32 cents at 68.08. Wheat markets, September Chicago up 21 1/4 at 6.10 3/4. September Kansas City wheat up 18 1/2 at 7.51 1/2. December KC wheat higher by 17 1/2 at 7.59. In the spring wheat, September contract higher by 12 1/4 at $8. Cattle markets here today, higher. August contracts up 37 cents in the live cattle at 178.42. Ock live cattle up 47 cents at 178.80. Feeder cattle, August are up $1.42 at 245.70. September feeders up $1.02 at 248.15. In the pigs, October hogs up 260 at 81.75. These hogs higher by 217 at 74.17. Quick look at the equities. We've got the Dow Jones down 33 points at 34,514. That's the futures. SEP S&P futures down 14 points at 4,370. Crude oil, September's up $1.06 at 81.45. Finally, natural gas, SEP's down 7 cents at 2.54 6/10. For more information on these markets, call us at Pluto Commodities. 877-87-PLUTO is the number, or visit us online at PlutoCommodities.com.
And that's your market information.
The agricultural industry changes every day. It's time you partner with Pluto Commodities. They realize your farm is your business, and your business is your livelihood. And they're ready to help your livelihood succeed and grow. With personalized strategies and risk management consultations, you can enjoy your own dedicated phone line and even quick text responses. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading and derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities. Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you. Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area. Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and
Third Road Ag Sales have concept. By AgriTac. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University's Department Head of Agronomy, Raj Khosla, has received financial support to research nitrogen use efficiency in wheat. K-State is in partnership with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem to complete this study and will begin work soon.
We decided last year that let's go ahead and put a proposal focused on wheat crop, enhancing nutrient use efficiency, particularly nitrogen, and that's how it came together. And we heard the good news a month back or so that we are funded.
He discusses how the partnership will work and how it will contribute to understanding more about nitrogen use efficiency in wheat.
The way this project works is that we set up an experiment here in the state of Kansas and almost an identical experiment in Israel with our collaborator. That way we're collecting data from two locations almost at the same time, okay? Wheat crop is prominent in Kansas. Wheat crop is prominent in Israel. And so our collaborator and their graduate students and students who are engaged in this project will be establishing this experiment, the treatments, will be investigating the hypothesis that we have put together in our proposal, and will conduct experimentation in those locations. It is possible that we may set up a couple of locations here in Kansas, and they may do a couple of locations there too, but whatever we do, we try to mimic each other so that they, we can further science together that's beneficial for them as well as for us.
COSA explains how they plan to gain more information about the crop before beginning work.
So our program deploys a lot of sensors and sensing technology so that we can sense water or soil moisture and nitrates in soil, hopefully in near real time. Okay, and then we use that data to translate that data into information and finally into decisions so that we can make better management decisions for our crop. And that's precisely what we're thinking we will be doing with wheat. We have already, our group has already started studying wheat and crop response to nitrogen levels. Where are the opportunities for us to make a difference? And so we're moving into full speed thinking how we're going to implement this project.
That was the head of the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, Raj Khosla, with information about how he will use the grant and international relationship to further knowledge on how wheat uses nitrogen. This $310,000 grant was awarded from the Binational Agriculture Research and Development Foundation. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. The Sons of Sterling bring their red dirt and rockin' country sound to the Beatty Milo Festival live this Saturday night at 7.
Well, things have been a little complicated. Well, quality life has got it down. Well, sex, cheap, and talk is overrated. Still working on my sound. A little happiness, a little love was all I wanted. Sure, okay, thought I found it, I was wrong. Left my heart feeling torn. Left my memories all haunted. But now it's hurt to have the pain on my song. Every day I'm smoking my brain.
Don't miss the Sons of Sterling live Saturday night at 7 at the Beatty Model Festival with free fireworks at 10.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.